Christ is risen. I know what you're all waiting for right now. You're waiting for me to start with an amazing Easter April Fool's joke, right? I know you are. In fact, I'm impressed that Karen kept herself to the theme, because did you know this is Karen's favorite holiday of the entire year? I mean, it was so eloquent, I was waiting for something to not believe, but I believed it all. And I know Sarah was excited about Easter falling on April Fool's Day. I didn't ask you what you would preach, but when this happens again in 2029, that timing will work out. You can preach your own Easter April Fool's sermon, I'm sure. And I mean, the material is there for jokes. The Gospel of John tells the resurrection like a Shakespeare comedy. One lead character leaves the scene and the other one disappears unexpectedly. So she comes back and leaves and comes back with two more witnesses, and then the two of them leave and two others show up, and then there's the classic trick of mistaken identity. If this weren't about life and death, it would be hilarious. But it is. It is about life and death. It's about life being stronger than death. The power of a good joke is what is held in tension. A good joke depends on our ability to see the difference between the world as it is and as it could be, and to bridge that gap. Jesus loved a good joke. Sure, you go ahead and render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and unto God what is God's. You see how that math works out for you? Or you want a tax for me to worship in the temple? Go fish. You'll find your tax there. Oh, well, all you who have never sinned, by all means, cast the first stone. Jesus saw the distance between what is and what could be, the distance between me and you, as our Lent theme has directed our thoughts, the distance between us and the God who made us, between the walls we build for each other and the grace God longs to give. Jesus felt those tensions all the way to his death on the cross. And then Jesus broke the tension. Not with comic relief exactly, but with a resounding and victorious breath of life that relieves us from our shame, from our prejudices, from our bootstrap theology that says, just try harder to make sure God loves you. The risen Christ has the last laugh. As all of the things we thought and feared could come between us and God are left in the tomb with the linen wrappings that had hidden Jesus. People of God, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for? Leave the rags behind and go tell the good news. You have seen the Lord. Peter came to understand this with Cornelius in Acts, that God doesn't compare and judge as we compare and judge each other and ourselves. Everywhere, anyone who stands in awe of God and who lives in right and good ways is made welcome before God. This is the good news. This is the message of peace preached and lived by Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. There is nothing between us because Jesus is beside us. God's Spirit is within us. We come as we are, with the ways we fail, the things we doubt, with the hurts we carry, and none of these keep us from drawing near to the heart of God. Risen from death, the life of Christ promises new life to us, a transformed heart and mind, direction and energy on our path, and freedom from fear, even fear of death, because love and life prevail. While Peter was still in the middle of this speech we heard, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening. Yes, even on those considered outsiders by Yahweh's people, on the Gentiles. And Peter asked, can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? And they were all baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. The good news of Jesus breaks down barriers between us and God, makes new and radical community, and calls out a response from us. It is a tradition from the beginning of the church for baptism to take place on Easter. On this day, we celebrate resurrection life and the new life we receive in Christ. In baptism, we name and we claim that new life. Whatever the journey has been, in baptism, we confess and claim a way of life with Christ, putting to death the barriers we will continue to be tempted to put up between us and God, but saying, as Christ has chosen me, so I choose life in Christ. There is nothing between us but grace. So let's celebrate. Let's keep celebrating. Celebrate that life has the last laugh over death. That Christ, who was God, lives with God and reigns among us, with God's Spirit planted in our midst and in our hearts. Let's celebrate new and renewed confessions of faith shared within the body of Christ, his church, brought together by bread and wine. Can you smell the bread? I hope you can. In remembrance of Jesus, who draws us in and sends us forth with good, good news.